God is good
all the time.
All the time. Amen. The Word of God says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This time we'll have to go to God in prayer. Randy, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. Let your light shine before others. Turn the light on. Where were you when the lights went out? Have you ever heard that before? Where were you when the lights went out? Now, of course, the obvious answer is I was in the what? In the dark. In the dark. That's where I was when the lights went out. Now, I don't know if there's anybody else here like me. I don't like the dark. Is anybody else like that? I just don't like the dark because I guess I don't know what's out there. I can't see what's my surroundings. And I've always wanted to have some light on. That meant 24 hours a day. So as a youngster, I would have a light on in the bathroom or whatever, just so when I wake up, I could see a little light. Well, that was all good until I got married. And Sheila and I moved in together, and we were going through all of those changes of being married. And I had all these worries. And one of my biggest worries I had when we were a young married couple is how in the world was I going to tell Sheila that I was afraid of the what? Afraid of the dark. And I remember that first night in our home, and we were doing all those things, and the lights went out. And Sheila's heard me say this before. She probably knows exactly what I'm going to say. I looked at her and I said, honey, it sure is dark in here, isn't it? It sure is dark in here. And she looked at me and said, do you need a little light, night light on? Is that okay? Well, from that point on, guess what? There's always been a little light in our house. I've always believed that light is important. Amen? I like to see where I'm going. I also like to see what? Where I've been. I like to see what the obstacles are out in the world. I believe light shows us the way, the best way, and the safest way to get somewhere. We really don't notice how important light is until it's too dark to find out, do we? We don't realize how important it is to have that light in the world. We can all agree today, big amen coming, there's a whole lot of darkness in this world today, isn't there? And there's a whole lot of this world that needs more light in it, doesn't it? To turn the light on. To let others see what's coming and what's going. I love Vacation Bible School. I always have. I remember going when I was a youngster. We used to go and have big times at Vacation Bible School and learn so many things. Y'all remember some of those old school songs that we used to sing? Remember Deep and Wide and all those? You leave out the wide, you leave out the deep, and you do all those things. One of the big songs that we used to sing is This Is a Light of Mine. Y'all remember that one? This Is a Light of Mine. And we would say during that song that I'm going to let it, what? Shine, shine, shine. And not only am I going to let it shine, 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 but I'm going to let it shine to when? Till Jesus comes. That little light in our life, where does that come from? Well, we realize as a Christian to have that light in our hearts and in our life, we have to have Christ a part of it, don't we? Who gives us that light? That light comes from Christ. And Christ gives us the opportunity to take that light that we sung about in Vacation Bible School, and we take that light out into the world to where all the darkness is and try to help others see Christ. First of all, this morning, how bright is your Christian light. How bright is your Christian light? And the scripture says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. What does that say to us today? You are the light of the world. Folks, we have to realize that we as Christians are carrying on the work of Christ, aren't we? We are His lights. We are the ones that are going out into the world to share with others about the light of Christ. We cannot hide Christ and expect others to receive Christ. You are the light of the world. Well, we can say as Christians, when we first become Christians, our light is shining bright. You see all the smiles over here this morning? How that he was feeling so good about that Christian walk and his family so excited. And guess what? I could see your all's lights light up a little bit more today when you heard that news. And we start out as Christians as a wonderful, bright light for Christ, and our light is turned on. A few years ago when we moved out into the country, I've told you that Sheila and I decided we needed a pole light that was out there. Well, I loved that pole light because I could go out and see. But over time, I realized something. That pole light started to get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And then one day, I went outside, and guess what? There was no light. The pole light had been turned off, had blown its bulb, and I was all out in the dark. Now, remember, your preacher does not like being in the what? In the dark. So the first thing the next morning, I was on the phone with farmers and telling them that my lights, pole has went out and I need a new bulb. Well, you know what farmers did? They came out that day. And you know what farmers put in there? They took out the old bulb. Are you ready for this? And put in an LED bulb. I went outside that night and I could almost see up to Doug and Debbie's house. It was unbelievable. It was so bright, you could see everywhere, could see everything. Saw some things that I tried to hide so people wouldn't see, but I could see everything that's outside. I think sometimes we as Christians need to replace our old bulbs with an LED, don't we? Because we get dim. We're not shining as bright as we should be shining for Christ. We lose that light over the years. I like what Christian said this morning. If you work with Vacation Bible School, you get a little more light in your life. You're showing your Christianity to somebody else. You're helping kids and letting them know about Christ. What does your light look like today? We're going to let it shine. We're going to let it shine. Let it shine. But as we need to realize that we need to shine as brightly as we can. Also, does non-Christians see your light shining? Scripture says, do not let people light a lamp and put it under a bow. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in their house. Gives light to everyone in their house. It is so important today for us to share our light with others, isn't it? We don't need to keep our light to ourselves. Christ wants the light that He gave to you for you to be able to share with someone else. Don't you like the candlelight service that we do here at Christmas time? Carrie always does a wonderful time with our Christmas program. I know she's going to do another great job this year, even though she hadn't said she's going to, but I'm sure she's going to do a great job this year. And part of that Christmas program is we do a candlelight service. And I've always liked it. It's okay during the day to have a candlelight service. But have you ever been in a candlelight service at dark? I've been to a few of those. And what's so great about that candlelight service is a preacher, sometimes myself or someone else, they stand with one little candle, don't they? One little candle that's glowing. And we sing a little bit, and a lot of times we sing, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." And we take that little light, and it's always been amazing. Sometimes when there are only one light that's shining, you can only see my face. But isn't it always amazing how you can take that one little light and you start passing it around and you start seeing everybody's faces. And the church starts to glow. Well, sometimes I believe we need a candlelight service out in our community, don't we? Where we share our light. Where we tell others, and non-Christians can see your light as you go down your way. What did they see? Did they see your light shining bright? Did they see you saying to yourself, I am glad of my Christianity and I want to tell others about it? Did they see you when things are bad? Instead of blowing out your light, it's shining bright. Even though things are bad, I still have the light of Christ in my life, and I'm going to let others see Christ, what? Through me. And maybe, just maybe, because my light is shining, maybe, just maybe, their life can be changed as well. I believe as Christians, one of the number one jobs on the top of our list is that we need to do our very best to share our light with others, don't we? And let them see. See, you can't be a Christian and testify on Sunday and then go out in the world and your light is tarnished, can you? Or your light is not shining. Because people see right through that, don't they? That right through that. Those are the group of people that say, well, I can be just as much a Christian as them, stay at the house. Well, because why is that? Their light's not shining. And what? Your light's not shining. You have lost it and you have hidden that light. We need to learn how to take that light and go out into the world. Next, does your light shine bright on your work for Christ? The scripture says, let your light shine before who? Others. Let your light shine before others. What does that say to us today? I believe that being a Christian is more than just words, isn't it? It's actions. It's how you live your life every day. And when you go out into the world, you're not taking a light that you have for yourself, a light that you have made yourself. You have a light that is made by who? You ever looked at things and say, made in the USA or made in some other foreign country or made somewhere else? Guess who your light is made by? It's made by God. It's made by God. So it's a light that never needs a battery, does it? It's a light that's always there. We just have to be willing to shine that light and let others see it. Let others see how Christ works and deals in your heart and in your life. Us as Christians, so many times we try to hide things from Christ. We try not to allow Christ to be the center of our life. We've become comfortable and we think we don't need the light of Christ anymore. But we as Christians know that our job is to go out into the world and share the Word of God. We're not going to let Satan, what's one of those verses that we used to sing with that little light of mine? I'm not going to let Satan what? Blow it out. I'm not going to let Satan blow it out. I'm going to have my light shining as bright as it can. And next, and finally, does your light shine more on God or yourself? Does your light shine more on God than yourself? The scripture says that they may see God in your good deeds and the glory of your Father in heaven. That they may see your good deeds to the glory of God in heaven. So many times, I've known people over my life, I've heard this big word, see if I can say it this morning, a narcissist. I didn't think I could say that. A narcissist. A narcissist only thinks about what? Themselves. They only care about who? Themselves. And most of the time, they only talk about themselves. I've known some folks that have shoulder problems. You know why they got shoulder problems for? From patting themselves on the back forever. How good I am. Look at me. Look at my light. Look what I'm doing. Look at what I'm doing in life. Look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. Look like what's going on in my life. I've heard people pray about that, haven't you? I've heard people testify about those. And I can say it because I preach. I've heard preachers do that before, haven't you? We should realize that the light that we have today is not Paul Mills' light. I didn't give you the light. God gave you the light. And it is up to us to do the will of God. Today, turn the light on. Let others see Christ in you. Be that Christian. Be that little light that needs to shine. Maybe today, maybe you're like a lot of folks. You go, your old bulb's getting dim. And it's just not as bright as it used to be. You're not as on far for Christ as you used to be. And it slowly over time got dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. Guess what I'm going to offer you today? It's not my light, I said a while ago. It's not your light. It's God's light. So I'm going to offer you something today. I'm going to offer you an LED. For you to be able to come and receive more of the glory of God and pray to God. You might say, Brother Paul, I don't know if I want to do that at the altar. That's okay. You can get your light right where you are. You don't have to order it from Amazon. You don't have to do anything. It's not one day delivery. It's what? Immediately delivered. If you ask Christ to help your light shine more brightly. Maybe today. Maybe you're saying, Brother Paul, my light's shining pretty good. I just don't like to let my light shine for certain people. Maybe today is the day that you come atone in your life and say, you know what? I want to be in heaven, and I also want everybody that I know to be in heaven with me. Maybe the day is the day that you need to pray about somebody. Maybe about somebody that you said, I really don't want to pray for them. I don't like them that much. But maybe that today is the day that you need to say, you know what? It's not my light. It's God's light. And God's going to tell me where I need to share my light. Are you going to let me share it with people that I get along with? And maybe people that I have conflict with. But I'm still going to shine my light. Whatever it is today, we're running a sale on lights today. It's free to everybody. All that you have to be willing to do is receive that light and do the will of God. Turn your light on. Joe and Laura.